In terms of the ideal here, it really is just inviting people for a small portion of the day, if need be, to come and access information, understand the issue of hunger in our community, and understand above all how they themselves can take action. So there's a Facebook event page, FXBG Hunger Action Coalition, and I'll share that page with you, Ted, so you can share it with your listeners.
Okay.
But the FXBG Hunger Action Coalition Facebook event page, where you can indicate interest in coming, you can get a little more information about the event. But essentially 9 to 11 in the morning at Fredericksburg United Methodist Church. Jake and Megan are representatives of a subcommittee that has helped plan this event. Trish Vaughn, who is a member at Fredericksburg United Methodist, deserves a lot of credit, obviously. She has helped move this along significantly. So what will happen during that day is from 9 to 11, there will be vendor tables, display tables of organizations around the community who interface and intersect with hunger issues so that they will be available to talk to, get some information from them. There will be some brief presentations during the day. We'll kick it off at 9. The Hunger Action Coalition has formed a food security map to help show where hunger exists in the community, where the biggest pockets of hunger are. I should say hunger exists throughout the whole community, but the biggest pockets of hunger, the biggest challenges faced by the community, the resources that are available within the community. So a brief introduction to that hunger map so that people could use it themselves as they wish. And then we'll talk later about issues that are being addressed, like how pantries are operating within the community. United Way will have a presence there about the ALIS population. You know, often that is an overlooked segment of the community that is struggling with issues, the asset-limited, income-constrained, but employed community members. So we will have some organizations talking about what they are doing and the particular target populations that they're trying to address, just as samples of what is going on within the community. And then we will have the opportunity to talk about advocacy, you know, how people can advocate with governmental officials, local leaders, to make them more aware. We'll talk about volunteerism in the community and opportunities for volunteerism to help address hunger action. And then, obviously, how to make fund donations. And one level, that's very easy. But, you know, the why. Sometimes people question, well, why is my money more important than if I gave you food, for instance? Because there are needs to have infrastructure that can be leveraged, things like that. So money is a very important mechanism. So time, money, voice, those kinds of things. We will have hopefully some local governmental officials there who might be able to speak and celebrate with us the efforts going on in the community. And so those are the kinds of topics that will be addressed during the course of the day. And then the table operates that afternoon. So there will be welcoming volunteers who can concretely come take action. The Fredericksburg United Methodist Church pantry operates that afternoon. So the same, they're welcoming volunteers specifically for that day. And the Rappahannock Education Farm in Stafford County has volunteer opportunities from 1 to 7 p.m. that day that are being made available. So just trying to concretely give people a chance to gain awareness, but also take action that very day if they wish.
And there really are all kinds of opportunities. Megan, you deal with, you work with really all groups, but especially you're good at providing information to people about ways they can get involved. This is I'm sure that you are excited about a day like this, just to educate the community on ways that everyone can get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are, you know, an abundance of ways for people to plug in, whether you want to do something directly on the ground. As Dan mentioned, there are volunteer opportunities that people can get involved in that very day. But then also the education aspect of it. And really, I think displaying, you know, there the great need for this conversation to be taking place in our community, just due to how many folks are affected. But also, you know, creating an awareness of the number of organizations and agencies and individuals, religious organizations that are involved in the conversation all the time, right? And so kind of that, it's a glimpse into that behind the scenes of while many organizations have maybe specific populations that they work with or folks in certain income brackets or different, you know, congregations, the Hunger Action Coalition, you know, which is behind this event that Dan chairs, that Jake and I are both a part of. Really, we meet on a monthly basis to talk about these things and the realities of what people are seeing, and how can we, as a group, kind of put forth that message that even across all of these various perspectives and, you know, areas of expertise and different, completely different jobs, that we all see this as a really linchpin issue that we should all be talking about in the community. And I think the event is really exciting also in that we can get people involved on, you know, various levels, whether that's just citizens and community members all the way up to elected officials. It's really great when you can coalesce all those people in the same room, to Dan's point about, you know, the community education and making sure that, you know, our elected officials have that information they need. It's also really helpful for our agencies to see how different community members are being affected, and having access to that food map is going to be really critical for I think everyone in our community, but we're particularly excited about how we can use that data to help support our organizations and agencies and funding and things like that, really demonstrate the need to these larger groups that are supporting our organizations financially as well.
Yeah, just that map, because somebody mentioned it earlier, that at times we look at our community and think, well, we have some, you know, there's obviously some, but not, you know, we. To have a map and to show that, show the how widespread and how big it is, I think will be really helpful.
Absolutely. And I think very eye-opening. You know, we've talked about this a lot just this morning, and that it's easy to obfuscate when you have food insecurity in your own home, because oftentimes it's behind closed doors, and, you know, keeping up appearances can be really challenging. But I think food in particular is an element of pride for people that they can provide for their family. And I think one thing that this map will demonstrate is there's, you know, it's not people's fault that they're in this position. It's a larger structural, systematic issue that we are up against and that community members are up against. And so how do we take their experiences and translate that into, you know, something that is going to help people identify how they, what those connective fibers are with community members that are experiencing that. It's not, you know, I think Dan made a really great point earlier. It's the fact that anyone in our community is facing this is enough of a reason to get involved.
Right. Yeah, the heat map was a really significant thing for me, coming to learn about our community and to be able to interact with it and engage with it. So I'm really excited for folks to be exposed to that, and recognizing that this will be a tool that they can take with them, access independent of the event afterward, and be able to continue to go deeper should they choose into learning more about food and nutrition insecurity in our region. And I'm really excited about the day. I think, as has already been noted by Dan and Megan, like, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to come together to be encouraged and empowered to step up with and for one another in meaningful ways on these issues. So whether that's coming to learn and to be educated, so that you can have more conversations with folks in your community about it, or whether it's to come and learn about organizations like the Food Bank or the Table that you can choose to put some of your charitable dollars toward, or whether it's to come to find avenues to step up your volunteerism and to engage your time in helping to create the community that we want to live in. It's a really exciting opportunity for folks to be able to take that extra step, to be able to lean in if you haven't done so already, but to be able to recognize that this is something that we get to do together.
Yeah, no, just a chance to see the table, just to see, you may not have heard of it, or maybe you have, but to actually see it, and like you say, then maybe decide, hey, you know, I could volunteer, I could financially support you.
Yeah, we would love it if folks after the event want to come down. We do our distribution from noon to one, so it'll be immediately following the the events at Fredericksburg United Methodist, and it's a really great opportunity for folks. We regularly, because we operate in Market Square out in the open as a fresh air market, have folks wander in and sort of ask, what's going on here? Right. And it's a really great opportunity to talk with folks, some of whom are tourists during the summer season, some are folks that have lived their entire lives in downtown Fredericksburg and are stumbling upon it and learning about what our real community looks like.
I was just gonna say that you stumble upon something like that and you see it and you see that if this amount of produce is being delivered or in distributed every week, there's an issue here. Or even every Sunday I post on our Facebook page, the food bank on Sundays posts the list of the local distribution spots. To see that many areas of distribution during the course of a week, or to see the table, there's an issue.
Yeah, I mean, the food bank has an incredible network of pantries and partners, and we are glad to just be one part of that, recognizing that we don't do this work alone, and recognizing that that sort of felt sense of camaraderie, knowing that at the same time that we're distributing food in downtown, there's a pantry in King George, there's mm-hmm. a pantry in Spotsylvania, there's a pantry in Stafford that's doing the same thing that we are, that's meeting their neighbors, that's having conversations, that's building relationships, and that's sharing a necessary part of our human lives, which is food.